Espresso English Podcast, Episode 13, Extreme Adjectives. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. Adjectives are words that describe the qualities of something. Some adjectives in English are gradable. That means you can have different degrees or levels of that quality. For example, the adjective cold is gradable. The weather can be a little cold, rather cold, very cold, or extremely cold. Extreme adjectives, or non-gradable adjectives, are words that mean extremely plus an adjective. For example, freezing means extremely cold. The weather can't be a little bit freezing or very freezing, because the word freezing itself automatically means extremely cold. Here are some examples of regular adjectives and extreme adjectives. Angry, furious. Bad, terrible. Big, gigantic. Clean, spotless. Cold, freezing. Crowded, packed. Dirty, filthy. Funny, hilarious. Good, fantastic. Hot, boiling. Hungry, starving. Interesting, fascinating. Old, ancient. Pretty, gorgeous. Scary, terrifying. Small, minuscule. Surprising, astounding. Tired, exhausted. Ugly, hideous. We have some special rules for extreme adjectives. One of them is that we don't use comparatives or superlatives. With regular adjectives, we can use comparatives and superlatives to compare two or more things. For example, my house is big. My neighbor's house is bigger than mine. My parents' house is the biggest house on the street. But with extreme adjectives, we don't use comparatives or superlatives. For example, we can say, my parents' house is enormous, but don't say more enormous or the most enormous. It's not possible. The second special rule is that we use different adverbs with extreme adjectives. With regular adjectives, we can use these adverbs: a little, a bit, slightly, fairly, and rather, as well as very, extremely, immensely, intensely, and hugely. For example, I'm rather hungry. I'm very hungry. This room is a bit dirty. This room is extremely dirty. We're a little tired. We're immensely tired. But with extreme adjectives, we cannot use these adverbs. Don't say, I'm rather starving, or I'm extremely starving. It's not correct. However, there are other adverbs we can use to give additional emphasis to the extreme adjective. Those are absolutely, completely, and utterly. For example, I'm absolutely furious. We're completely exhausted. The movie was utterly terrifying. The words pretty and really can be used with both regular and extreme adjectives. For example, this room is pretty dirty, or this room is pretty filthy. Dirty is a regular adjective, and filthy is an extreme adjective, but we can use the word pretty with both pretty dirty and pretty filthy. The party is really crowded, and the party is really packed. Again, packed is an extreme adjective, and crowded is a regular adjective, but we can use really with both really crowded, and really packed. The word really is very common in everyday spoken English. Another type of extreme adjective is called an absolute adjective. These are words that are either yes or no. For example, the word dead. A person can't be a little bit dead or very dead. Either yes, the person is dead, or no, the person is not dead, the person is alive. Here's a list of some examples of absolute adjectives and their opposites. Complete and incomplete. Equal and unequal. Essential and non-essential. Dead and alive. Fatal and not fatal. First and last. Full and empty. Ideal and not ideal. Impossible and possible. Infinite and finite. Married and single. Perfect and imperfect. Pregnant and not pregnant. Unique and not unique. Universal and not universal. Unknown and known. True and false. So let's review. We have regular adjectives, which can have different levels. A little cold and very cold. We have extreme adjectives, which automatically include the word extremely. For example, freezing. And we have absolute adjectives, which are either yes or no. Something is either unique or not unique. There's no possibility of different levels of uniqueness. With extreme adjectives, we don't use comparatives or superlatives. And we don't use words that describe different levels, like a bit, slightly, or very. Instead, we can use absolutely, completely, and utterly. For more English grammar lessons, check out the Advanced English Grammar course at espressoenglish.net. It has 45 detailed lessons that cover all the aspects of English grammar. Each lesson also comes with practice exercises and a writing task which you can complete and send to me for correction. It's a chance for you to get personal feedback and comments on your English writing. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on Courses, and check out the Advanced English Grammar course. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next lesson. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net. where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.